In local news, there is hope on the horizon for State Highway 23 with Waka Kotahi working hard to create a temporary road around the now infamous road slip. Although most of the information about the project has come from Divi resident GM Hickton, whose land has been used for the new diversion, the Waka Kotahi comms team have been able to tell us that they're hoping to build a two-lane road. And while they won't give estimates on the time it will take, they are reassuring the community that every effort has been made to create access as a matter of urgency, and we understand people were working all through the weekend there. We do know that much of yesterday was spent clearing pine trees from this work site, and that Waka Kotahi expects that the earthworks will be carried out over the next few days. How much more work is required after that isn't clear, but we imagine GM Hickton will continue to scoop the Waka Kotahi comms team when it comes to keeping the community informed on Facebook. In the meantime, the slip is still very unstable, with engineers citing water-saturated soil sliding over the harder siltstone bedrock as being part of the cause. Why this is the first slip since the road was built in 1943 is not entirely clear, however. And Raglan's bus service has been severely affected by the detour, with the after-work bus and the Sunday bus cancelled at the moment. The bus journey is an extra hour longer each way, and drivers are starting work at 4:50 a.m, which means their hours are used up by mid-afternoon. And with the current bus driver shortage, Waikato Regional Council says they're left making some difficult choices about the bus schedule. John Lawson's suggestion of buses meeting either side of the slip and passengers walking between them has been turned down by the council and Busset for health and safety reasons. And while staff are working hard, our question about spending money to put on more buses has gone unanswered. Nonetheless, we hope that today's meeting between Regional Council and Busset comes up with something solid for the community. In the meantime, State Highway 23 and Old Mountain Road are blocked to everyone but residents. And there is concern about the extra load on Waitatuna Valley Road, which has been used as an unofficial detour. And the Raglan Community Board has its own meeting today at 1:30 p.m. in the Town Hall Supper Room. They'll be getting an in-person report about the wastewater situation, while hopefully getting feedback about the Wenera Walkway scope of work and the Waikawhai Walkway in Lorenzen Bay. We also note there's still plenty of money in the discretionary fund for community projects. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2023.